Hi, I am Dick Needleman, health reporter with this week's Healthy Asheville Health Report. In local news, on January 25th, the Department of Health and Human Services and Public Health Director Stacy Saunders posted the weekly Buncombe County COVID-19 community update. She said that, quote, though our case rate is showing a decline right now, our other indicators continue to increase, unquote. There is a decrease in the COVID-19 case rate by 21% this week. Last week it was up by 26%. There is an increase in hospitalizations, ICU admissions, and deaths this week. Percent positivity is rising to more than 25%, well above the 5% level, indicative of a high transmission rate. COVID-19 patients comprise 15% of inpatient hospital beds, including 33% of ICU beds. 68% of the eligible population are fully vaccinated. Almost 55% of the fully vaccinated have received boosters. The Department of Health and Human Services recommends get vaccinated and boosters when eligible. Boosters are shown to provide significant protection against severe illness, hospitalization, and death. Get tested if exposed to someone with COVID-19 or have symptoms. Stay at home if you're not feeling well, even with a negative COVID test. Wear a mask when in public indoor spaces. Vaccination sites, testing sites, free home testing kits, and free high-quality KN95 face masks can be located through the Department of Health and Human Services. The free kits and face masks are available as long as supplies last. A new federal government program allows every home in the U.S. to order 4 free at-home COVID tests. To make a request, go to www.covidtests.gov. Free N95 masks are available at pharmacies and community healthcare centers through another federal program. The post-holiday surge in COVID-19 cases has directly contributed to Mission Hospital announcing a new policy to postpone elective surgeries due to staffing shortages at the main hospital beginning January 26th. Only urgent and emergency procedures will be performed. The emergency department remains open. Hospital admissions will require approval by a multidisciplinary hospital leadership committee. Meanwhile, Mission's off-site ambulatory surgical center will remain open. The current surge is mostly due to infections of unvaccinated people from the highly transmissible Omicron variant. Other hospitals in COVID hotspots have been similarly affected. A Mission Hospital memo addressing this new policy indicated that, quote, our hospital staffing has been challenged due to the number of employees on quarantine, unquote. Until the recent Supreme Court decision upholding vaccine mandates for all healthcare workers in facilities that take care of Medicare and Medicaid patients, HCA-owned Mission Hospital did not make them mandatory for hospital staff, although vaccination was encouraged. The hospital wanted to avoid staffing shortages from the loss of unvaccinated essential workers, although studies have shown that vaccination can reduce the number and severity of infections. In health news about boosters, recent studies indicate that the effectiveness of COVID-19 vaccines diminishes 5 months after the last injection in fully vaccinated people and that boosters re-energize the immune system. Persons ages 65 and older are at a higher risk to develop COVID-19 infection, severe illness, hospitalization, and death than the general population. The North Carolina dashboard indicates that almost 48,000 people from this age group are fully vaccinated and that 72% have received boosters. Therefore, over 13,000 fully vaccinated people over 65 in Buncombe County need boosters. Fully vaccinated people would probably be more likely to accept another vaccination than unvaccinated persons. Does it make sense to prioritize boosters for this high-risk group and institute a proactive plan? On January 26, Buncombe County Health and Human Services hosted a virtual media question and answer session. Public Health Director Stacy Saunders answered questions related to a recent weekly community update. She emphasizes that, quote, even with the new variant, boosters are showing to provide a significant level of protection, particularly against severe illness, hospitalization, and death, unquote. The Department of Health and Human Services actively promotes boosters through community outreach events, such as vaccination clinics at the schools, at the health department on Cox Avenue, and by having the leadership team speak with community groups like the Kiwanis. Boosters are also promoted by pharmacies and other community partners who administer vaccines. This has been Dick Needleman with the Healthy Asheville Health Report. Let's keep Asheville healthy. For questions, feedback, comments, and more, please email me at healthyasheville@ashevillefm.org.